I'm getting ready to do a huge project of my own at my own house, and I think I've mentioned this once before, but I'm really excited. We're going to start it this coming week, and because I finally got my zoning variance last week, and it is going to be this beautiful Victorian garden shed. I am going to start it, probably on Tuesday. And here's the cool thing about it. It's going to be, typically I would have just started this job and just blazed through it. But this is going to be kind of a protracted job because I am incorporating and I'm going to produce, as a result of the garden shed, perhaps 9 different ebooks. And so it's going to, as I photograph each of these phases, it's going to slow me down a little bit. But for example, the first ebook that comes out of this, and this may interest you, is if you've ever wondered how builders I know this sounds crazy, but you may kind of overlook the importance of this, how we lay something out, what we call laying it out. In other words, how do we decide the orientation of a house or a building or even a small thing like this, decide exactly where it goes, and more importantly, once you have decided that, how do you get it square? Like, how do you know exactly where to dig those 4 or 6 or 8 piers so that everything works out, so that when you finally put it all together and you're getting your foundation in, that the thing is absolutely perfectly square? Well, I'm going to show that in the first ebook. And also what we're going to show is how to get it level because, of course, very rarely are you going to find a piece of ground that where the ground itself is perfectly level. I mean, that is so rare, you can't believe it. And in my case, this shed's going to be a roughly 16-foot square with like a little notch out in it because I have to kind of get this shed around a tree. And I'd say over that 16 feet, just roughly looking at the ground, I would say I've probably got a good foot of fall. And so I'm going to have to deal with that and show, and I will show you exactly how we get those things perfectly level. So that floor of the subfloor is going to be a dance floor. But a couple of really neat things that I'm going to do in case you're getting ready to build a shed yourself, or you're going to buy one of those kits from a home center. Here's a mistake I frequently see people make. They'll bring the shed, they'll put it in place, and they'll start to store all their things in it. And then over time, they start to wonder, like, why in the world, even though there's no leaks in the shed, they wonder, why in the world is everything rusting inside my shed? And you forget that underneath the shed, you still have all the soil, and that soil is constantly pumping moisture up into the shed. So, for example, what I'm doing is my shed's going to be really low to the ground, and once I build this subfloor out of the treated lumber, before I put, and this is also very important, I'm not putting regular OSB or plywood on my subfloor. I know this, I don't even know if you know this or not. I'm putting treated lumber plywood as the subfloor so that as I come in to the shed, if the lawn tractor's wet, if just anything wet gets in there, I'm not even going to have worry for a second that it's going to hurt the floor because the floor is treated lumber. So you can buy treated lumber plywood. A lot of people don't realize that. Also, but here's the important thing I'm going to do. Before I put the plywood down, I'm going to stretch over the floor joist system this high-performance vapor retarder. You know, just like you're shrink wrapping, you know, an object, like when you go to the store and you buy something that's got that plastic stretched over it, that's what I'm doing. And that's going to block all the moisture that's trying to come up through the soil and get into this, you know, into the shed. And, boy, it's going to keep things bone dry. And one other thing I'm going to do as well is I will be using a treated lumber bottom plate for all the walls, even though it's a shed. I just don't want any possibility of water that somehow may leak its way into the shed, like through a door in a blowing rainstorm or whatever. I don't want it to rot out the floor or the bottom plate of this system. The shed's also going to have some skylights in it. I mean, it's going to be a rocking shed. And you'll be hearing a lot more about it as the weeks go by. So as I come in and give you a progress report on the garden shed.